Despite speculation to the contrary, City Councilor Rebecca Wurzburger made clear Tuesday that she intends to stay in the Santa Fe mayoral race despite not qualifying for public campaign financing. Wurzburger says the lack of public funding will prompt her to assess how to campaign as a privately funded candidate. The three other candidates for mayor, City Councilors Patty Boucher and Bill Demas, along with Javier Gonzalez, qualified for public funding of their campaigns worth $60,000 each. Governor Susana Martinez will ask state lawmakers next year to provide about $2.5 million to train more family practice physicians and nurse practitioners. In an effort to address New Mexico's health care provider shortage, Martinez on Tuesday proposed to allow 24 additional nurse practitioners to be educated through a University of New Mexico program, boosting that number to 40. Nurse practitioners don't have to work under the supervision of a physician and can operate their own clinics. The funding also would provide for 7 additional family practice residency positions. An Albuquerque district court has granted a temporary stay of disciplinary action related to a mandatory flu shot policy for UNM hospital employees. KOB-TV reports that under the preliminary injunction, employees cannot be disciplined or terminated if they choose not to get a flu shot. In October, the hospital sent employees a memo about the immunization policy and its exemptions. The memo warned employees they could face possible termination if they didn't get a shot by December 1st. The injunction lasts until the UNM Labor Management Board hears the hospital union's complaint on the issue. The City of Santa Fe has issued 2 special permits for road obstruction and closures of city streets this week. The city says the lane obstruction will be on San Francisco Street in front of the IAIA Museum across from La Fonda, while the crane moves a large sculpture today from 8 until 10 a.m. Tomorrow, there'll be a road closure from 1 to 4 p.m. on Cathedral between Water and San Francisco Streets. Workers will again be using a crane, this time to decorate the St. Francis Cathedral Basilica for the holidays. As part of a protest against statewide education reforms, Albuquerque School Board Vice President Kathy Court is asking parents to not allow their students to take mandated standardized tests. KRQE-TV reports that Court, in a recent email, spelled out how parents can opt out of 2 tests. She told reporter Alex Goldsmith,
"It is my hope that if enough parents choose to opt out, there is no data. The system crumbles because parents say no."
Public Education Department spokesman Larry Behrens responded by defending the increased tests. Asked to Court's boycott threat, he wrote, quote, "It's unfortunate a select few feel accountability is a burden. However, we believe most parents will not." The Forest Service says it plans to start a prescribed burn today in the Santa Fe watershed. It was originally set to start on Tuesday. USFS spokeswoman Denise Ottaviano says before USFS starts ignition on a prescribed fire, a number of factors are considered.
Depending on the location of the burn, we may need snow on the ground. We look at fuel moisture levels. We study the current and projected weather forecasts, how many fire resources we have available, and certainly the air quality.
Ottaviano says the Forest Service decided not to burn Tuesday because there was poor ventilation. Santa Fe Weather, National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Shoemake says we're seeing an approaching vigorous upper-level trough of low pressure that will hit New Mexico later today, bringing with it some snow.
Areas such as Santa Fe will probably see their best window for snowfall tonight and into Thursday morning, where we could probably see about 1 to possibly 3 inches of snowfall around the Santa Fe metro area by midday Thursday.
The forecast calling for increasing clouds today with a high of 51 and breezy with gusts as high as 35 miles an hour with a 20% chance for rain and snow showers. Snow is likely tonight, mainly after 11 p.m., with a low of 22 and a 60% chance of precipitation. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.